On this holy night, we gathered in prayer, but we began in darkness, and now we are bathed in the wonderful gift of God's light. We heard scripture stories that described God's power to create, God's empowerment of all creation, and noted, as God said, it was good. And today we come in prayer, mindful that unfortunately the goodness got a little marred because of sin. And so God continued to find ways to wash away that sin as he rescued the people, washed them clean even as they went through the sea, and then brought them to a new land. And then we hear how all these gifts of God continue to unfold, even like through the gift of covenant to Abraham. Abraham, who trusted in God's promise, God will provide. That's what he told his son Isaac. We gather on this holy night, mindful also that on Good Friday, as we listen to the final words of the gospel, where Jesus said those powerful words, "It is finished." However, we gather mindful that something awesome and wonderfully has happened. Death is finished, but not new life in Jesus Christ, which abounds. I was really praying today and thinking about that concept of "it is finished," and maybe a different way to think about it is sometimes we say, "I'm done." You know, a child might be instructed to clean their room, and so they come back and tell their mom, "I'm done." And most of the time, it's done, but there might be still one small or two little pieces not fully done or completed. Or to say that even as an adult, maybe at work, we would say, "Our project is done." And then a supervisor looks at it and says, "There's one little part missing." But to think of when God says, "It is finished. I'm done." He really perfects this ending because he brings about an incredible continuation of his outpouring of grace and life and love as he raises his son, Jesus Christ. As we know and as we pray together, just to be mindful that Easter is really the oldest Christian holiday. It's the hallmark of feasts. It is also the mystery we celebrate today or tonight and for the next 50 days. So powerful, so wonderful is this gift of God's Son who dies and comes back to life. And we heard in the epistle of Paul saying that we truly are gifted and called to live in the new gift, in the new life of Jesus, the risen Lord. And to think about all the refrains of the Psalms that speak about this beauty and unfolding of God's Spirit. It's abundant. It's mysterious. It connects with us. On this very night, we also are gifted to say that Easter is about maybe for ourselves coming to the tomb. Kind of like we just heard in the Gospel, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. And to realize as we come to the tomb, it's an open entrance. And we realize that it too is empty. And we might ask ourselves, how does the risen Jesus come to meet us in our lives on this very night of rejoicing? As Christians, and especially as Roman Catholics, we may not completely understand what Jesus' resurrection means, but it's still a core Catholic belief, worthy of celebration, worthy of reflection, and most of all, worthy of our prayer. St. Bede the Venerable said, "Faith in the resurrection of Jesus Christ never misleads us, and our own is in our own way, the resurrection never deceives us, because God the Father both restored our Lord to life and will restore us by the life and virtue of his power." It is truly wonderful news. We also, on this very night, trust that because of the faith of like people like Abraham and Moses being faithful servants, that God worked his wonders. This faithfulness inspires others because people trust in the Spirit's presence in the midst of sometimes adversity, loss, suffering, and even death. Each day, then, people, as they are baptized, we then live the Paschal mystery of Jesus, whose death and resurrection has set us free from sin, allowing us to embrace peace, healing, hope, and his goodness again. And most of all, through the open wound of the side of Jesus Christ, God opens the door for us who experience divine mercy and compassion. But also on this very night, three young people, Colette, Charlotte, and Veda, will share in some of the gifts that also were poured out upon the church through the gift of sacraments, of how then Christ reveals the goodness of baptism, Holy Eucharist, and confirmation, sacraments of initiation. These sacraments that then communicate not only God's gift of reconciliation, but new life and powerful grace, all because of love. There is truly a need to receive these gifts, not just tonight, but to know that they're viable to live strong as disciples. Easter is truly an opportunity for us to rejoice. And so, my dear friends, as we continue our prayer, I invite all of you to not only rejoice, knowing that Christ has truly conquered sin and death for you, for me, and for all of us here, but know that he constantly calls us to still seek him out. One of the things that is mentioned in the gospel twice is the instruction given not only by Jesus, but by the angel, to go to Galilee and you will see him again. Our task as Christian people is not only just to come to church and try to live faith, but to know that Christ also wants to meet us where our Galilee is in this world today, where there is a need for still hope and mercy and compassion, a place where love and peace can reside. And let us know that the risen Christ can then transform us and help us live always with his fullness of life as Jesus, the risen Lord. Yes, it is a day to rejoice. It is an opportunity for us to go ahead and rejoice, knowing that together we journey seeking the kingdom where God says it's not only good, it's awesome. It's the kingdom that reveals eternal life.